The Spirit is the whole ball game. It's everything, and not just for a few short years, but for eternity. And whatever our debates might be over the consequences of reward or penalty or whatever in eternity, it is eternal. And to move in this life in harmony with God will in one way or another affect your harmony with God in eternity. Now, you can say, well, how can there be any difference? And we can do a lot of human debating about whether God will or will not judge this or that or penalize us, or how can he make a difference? Of course, in our world where everything has got to be A, fair, and B, pleasant, we can't conceive of God doing anything different in eternity. Things are going to have to either be very, very pleasant on our human bliss scale, and they, of course, have to be fair in heaven. It isn't fair for God to judge anybody. And it isn't, because we, after all, are the product of our parents, etc., etc., etc. And it wouldn't be fair for God to make any difference in heaven, to separate anybody in any way. See, and in our scale of fairness and bliss, we judge God. I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't know. That's been my specialization for a great number of years, but I still don't know what exactly God is going to do over there. Fair on this earth is fair on this earth. I don't know what's fair in heaven. I know there isn't anything fair on earth, no matter how much we push for it. I remember when I've said to you in the past that the political conundrum here, the political paradox, rather, is that the more in this country we guarantee fairness and equality, the more we give up of freedom. It can't be otherwise. If you want to guarantee equality in this country or fairness, you're going to have to give to some body the power to execute it. Anybody who guarantees anything to you, you got to do it their way. The guarantee is broken, you know that.